Hello there. This is your Daily Lift from the Gospel Broadcasting Network. If we should ever need someone's advice, we are wise to seek that advice from someone qualified to give it. The more important the matter, the more necessary it becomes for us to be advised by a person schooled on the subject. Where spiritual matters are concerned, the advice we seek should be from the pages of Scripture. We should, therefore, require of anyone advising us to qualify his remarks with the Word of God. David seems to have taken that same position at Psalm chapter 1. There he declared a person to be blessed who would not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, more plainly spoken. We must never accept the advice of the unspiritual about spiritual things. Even advice given by our own brethren in the church must be scripturally proven or its worth becomes seriously doubtful. When we accept the wrong directions in life, we'll find ourselves going in the wrong direction. David wrote that we must not stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. Whether standing or sitting, both imply a stationary position. Should a man aspiring to holiness find that he instead is in a sinful way, he must move quickly out of it. Should a man desiring to uphold the truth find that he instead is mingling with them that scorn the truth, he must find more acceptable company and influence with which to dwell. David said he must instead find his delight in the law of the Lord. This will prove to differ significantly from the ways of the world and man-made religious doctrines and organizations. Like anything endeared to us, it is natural and fitting that we meditate on it day and night. Certainly, nothing of greater value will ever be found more worthy of our mental energies, nor will anything make a better product of our lives. This is why David described the blessed man as one like a tree thriving in the fertile soil at water's edge, never withering, but bearing fruit and prospering in all the worthy works he endeavors to do. Such can never be so for the ungodly, whom David describes as the chaff blown away by the wind, and as those who cannot pass successfully through ultimate judgment. While God smiles upon the righteous, the ungodly will but perish. Should one be seeking advice on proper patterns of spiritual life, it is certain that David in the Psalms is a perfectly qualified source. And may God richly bless you, and have a great day.